Thank you. All right, thank you guys again for joining us for our 66th annual Michigan School Testing Conference. We are really excited that we're here. We hope your first clinic went well. Big shout out to Carla for sharing her insights with us this morning as our keynote. I would like to just take a minute to say thank you to a couple of people. This type of conference doesn't happen just kind of by itself. We have a lot of support that stands behind us. Sue Chaffin is right here with us from the University of Michigan. Thank you, Sue and team. Sue's responsible for making sure the hotel is running and making sure that all of us are in line and doing what we need to in order in terms of the presentations. We also have MASA. I always get them confused. MASA, Danielle and Carrie out front, who are people who help us with all the registration and the count numbers and all of those. We'd love to give them a round of applause. Thank you very much. We also have a large planning committee that helps think about different topics that we think you might be interested in, and then going out and finding presenters who can come and share their stories and expertise with us. So if you happen to sit on the planning committee, would you please stand and be recognized? We would like to thank you guys very, very much. And we would like to also take just a moment to recognize a person who has probably been at this conference or involved in this conference for over 66 years, because he was probably part of the planning of it originally with Frank Womer back in the day. He has served as the director of the conference for the past 9 years. He is a great friend and a great colleague, and I would just like to take a moment to recognize the expertise and the value that Ed Raber has put into the state of Michigan and beyond in terms of our assessment systems. Thank you, Ed. You have made valuable contributions, and we are all better for it. So thank you very much for your time and expertise. At this point, I would like to introduce Mary Helen Deagle, who is the program manager for the FAME program at the Michigan Department of Ed, and she is going to introduce our guest speaker for lunch.
Thank you, Ellen, and welcome, wonderful people. Thank you so much for being here today. It is in my great honor and privilege to introduce an incredible man, Andy Mittelstead. And to prepare for this, I did a quick survey throughout the day to find out what were some of our favorite things about Andy. So first of all, he has this indelible impression that he leaves in all of our hearts. And he's the most welcoming person who brings these great vibes without being the loudest in the room. And he has this amazing humor that breaks the ice and puts people at ease. And he's also this very calm, cool, and collected guy, even when there's chaos all around us. And just having him look and go, it's going to be okay, seems to drop the temperature so that we can all breathe. And he's also very approachable, and he always listens. It's an incredible leadership skill where we know that our voices are valued and heard. And he's also the king of shout-outs. This was something that some of us were noticing when we go to different conferences, even on the national level, and Andy's not even there, people are still talking about him in a really good way. Like, this guy is globally recognized and respected. Like, he's a big heavy hitter in our world. On the national level and on the international level, people know who this guy is, and we're really proud that he comes from Michigan. He also is a trendsetter, especially with his red shoes, which the rest of us appreciate so that we can get away with wearing sneakers. And he's also, one of the most important things, he's a champion for students and educators who leads with empathy and understanding and grace. And he supports our team, and he works to make this world better every day. So thank you, Andy. So if you'll please give me a welcome to Andy Mittelstead.
king of shout-outs. That's not something I ever thought I'd be named, but I'll take it, I guess. Take me a second to get settled here. All right, so the conference committee, many of them stood up, keep having me back. So here we are again with another update from Andy Middlestead. As was told, I'm the director of the Assessment and Accountability Office at the State of Michigan. I'm glad to be here just for a few minutes to share a little bit about what's going on this year with our assessments that will be coming in the spring. One of the things, if you were here last year, how many people were here last year? Many, most, yep. So I did a thing last year about using AI to show me a picture of students taking an assessment in a classroom. So I used AI to generate an image last year. And that was a little creepy, a little scary, a little dystopian. It looked like a bunker from World War II or something like that, if you remember that. So I did it again last week. And this is what I got. It's okay. It's much better. But the monitors are facing the wrong way. So I don't know what these two in the front row are doing. But they're really trying very hard, it looks like, to figure out what to do. So stay tuned for next year. If I'm invited back, we'll see if the monitors are turned around by then. But in the meantime, what does spring 2026 look like? The first thing that came to my head is same old, same old. I mean, it is drastically very similar to what we've been doing over the last number of years. That's an okay thing. It doesn't necessarily make my presentation super exciting, but it does create consistency and people know how to do things and they know what to expect, so that's good. So MSTEP, as it has been, is a single six-week window. All subjects and grades can test during the whole 6 weeks. Last year I talked about, do you remember what 2015 looked like when we had staggered windows and all that stuff? That was, somehow we did it, a lot of shaking heads. Yes, that was rough. We're in the world now where you just get your test done as you see fit within the window, and it's going to be okay. A change we do have this year is we did transition the work readiness portion of the Michigan Merit Exam from the ACT work keys to the WIN work readiness assessment. So we've been doing ACT work keys for about 1,000 years. We're changing it now. This spring we'll be doing the WIN work readiness test, which I'll talk about in a minute. Like I said, same old, same old. Here are our test windows. All of these charts and graphs are part of the info that's out on the web, so you can look at this closer if you'd like to. The estimated timings for our different tests. This is also an interesting study if you wanted to go back to look at the same chart from 2015. We spent a lot more time testing back then. And for lots of different reasons, we have cut that back about as much as we can, and it's been working okay, I'd say, for now. All right, like I said, the work readiness portion of the Michigan Merit Exam is changing. That's because, not because Andy Middlestead decided to do something different, but it was a competitive bid process that we have to do through the state. So that triggered that transition away from the ACT work keys to the WIN readiness test. Now, more exciting news, in late 2025, there is legislation that was signed that makes just this portion of the MME optional for students. So not the whole MME, just the work readiness piece, just the WIN learning piece. And it's not this year, it starts next spring. So for the WIN assessment, that there's a session on it this week, and I'll talk more about it in a second too. Every student in 11th grade still has to take it this spring, but starting next spring, 2027, there will be some manner of an opt-out process that we will work on and get out the door to share how that works. We don't want to do it too soon because we don't want to create any confusion for this spring, but literally Memorial Day, we'll start hammering on this and trying to see what we can get out to the folks to explain it. So not this year, next year, that just that piece becomes optional. So let's talk about WIN work readiness a little bit. So there's three components, work-ready reading, work-ready math, work-ready data. That test window is April 6th to May 1st. Some FAQs about the administration of the test. It's primarily online. This is also the first year we're moving that work readiness test online. We've been doing paper-based work keys from the beginning, but this is the first year we'll be moving this online. One test ticket is used for all three pieces. You can administer them in any order. They don't have to complete on the same day. It's about an hour for each component, and there's accommodations are available for the test. So the WIN readiness tests are aligned to the O-Net job zones and credential levels. So these are what you can achieve from those assessments, and those are directly tied to what's out on the O-Net job site, which I can talk a little bit about, but other people you can hear about this week will tell you a lot more in far more detail about what exactly that means. But it ties directly to various career paths, and I think will be very helpful. This is a landing page here that you can use the QR code, or if you can make out that web address on the right. There's a website out there with all sorts of information about the WIN readiness test. So you can feel free to go there and check it out. What is upcoming with key dates for WIN readiness? So February 18th is the one I'll note. It's going to be out there, the system, to start digging into it. And there's going to be an office hours session at 10 a.m. next week. So log on to that, be available, that lots of the stuff will be coming soon. Briefly, let's talk about benchmark tests. We heard a little bit about balance assessment this morning from Dr. Evans. There was a session earlier about the Smarter Balance test that talked about balance assessment. Benchmark tests can be part of that system that you look at. The benchmark tests continue to be part of the Michigan State School Aid Act, and these are done in grades K to 8 to measure proficiency in reading and math. Usually a pre- and a post-test kind of administration at the beginning of the end of the year, and costs can be reimbursed for some of their use. The applications for this has been done in the fall, so you should already be through it. And again, these funds are for assisting with the cost of three of those four tools that we have out there, and the Smarter Balance test continues to be free and available for people to use. Again, this is not new news, but these are the assessment systems that we have out there that we can use for the benchmark assessment legislation. The iReady from Curriculum Associates, or the Smarter Balance Interims with DRC, MAP from NWA, and STAR from Renaissance. And again, so we talked about this a little bit in a session earlier today. The Smarter Balance system is out there. Again, that is an end-of-the-year test that it matches an end-of-the-year type assessment, and the interim assessment is out there. And the interim assessment for the benchmark has comprehensive blocks or focus block-based tests. And there's also a suite for tools for teachers, which is great. All right, I do want to take a minute to talk about FAME. So this is Formative Assessment for Michigan Educators. I sometimes like to think about if you're looking for a magic key that unlocks the next level of doing assessment well, it's looking into formative assessment processes that you can do in your classroom. So everybody at their table has a little card that talks a little bit about FAME and ways to sign up. But what is FAME? It's a state of Michigan-sponsored program that supports educators in implementing the formative assessment process. You can participate in this, and it gains you access to a program where you can create and lead mentors. There's professional development opportunities. There's tons of resources, and you can create supportive learning teams at all grade levels. When you look at formative assessment and the FAME project specifically, you can tie it to multiple of our top 10 goals that we have from the state. So that's a great way to think of it as well. So this goes to this handout right here. Coaching applications are now open for this 26-27 cohort that's coming up. Here's some ways you can sign up, and they're also on the handout that you have. All right, so I'm just going to wrap up quickly. I didn't have a ton to say today, but I did want to be here to share what I do have. So when we think about the whole thing, all the different things I said, where are some supports that you can find? Again, there's the weekly spotlight on assessment and accountability that goes out on Thursdays later in the afternoon. If you have not done that yet, feel free to sign up. It's on our website. You can be part of that and get that every week. We continue to offer online webinars and on-site support if desired. So feel free to reach out and connect with us. We want to support you. We want to be in your buildings if you need help with anything, and we are happy to do that. And as Obi-Wan always said, C is not an answer he has chosen in a long time. So with that, thank you. Thanks for taking a minute with me here. Enjoy the rest of your lunchtime and the rest of the conference. Thanks so much.
Thank you. So you are welcome to hang out in here for the next half hour or so, 45 minutes. Around 1:30, they will ask you to vacate the ballroom to start moving into, around 1:15, they'll ask you to vacate the ballroom to start making your way down to the clinic sessions that go from 1:30 to 2:45. Again, we're asking you to, we appreciate that we didn't have any trouble with any of the internet and getting connections, so you are doing a great job with the hotspots and turning off some of your devices. We appreciate that. If you're arriving tomorrow and you're looking for parking, we have been told that you can park over at the Hyatt Hotel, and then there's just a pathway and some stairs that you can get here rather easily without having to walk through all the parking lots and stuff. So if you're coming in tomorrow and you need some space, park at that Hyatt Regency, and you should be fine. We also wanted to make note that in the back of our program this year, for the third year in a row, we are taking proposals for next year. This is kind of a departure from how we've done it for the previous 63 years. But for 64, 65, and 66, we have invited you and colleagues back in your context, your districts, to actually come and make a proposal for a session that you might see here. So if you're looking over the program and you're saying, wow, I wish there was a session around this or a session around that, or we have a really good idea, please submit those proposals. And you'll see there's all kinds of information in a QR code for a form that you can fill out to submit those proposals. I think there's about 8 or 9 of them actually this year that were submitted as proposals. And so far they've been really well attended. So go ahead and finish your dessert, do some networking, do some visiting, and we will see you in the clinic sessions at about 1:30. Thank you.